Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast,
where we answer the questions you want to hear about parenthood
and provide you with real, honest advice for every stage of your parenting journey.
Whether you're a parent-to-be, a new mum like me, navigating those sleepless nights,
or a more experienced parent facing the challenges of raising older kids like me.
We've got you covered with relatable stories, expert insights, and plenty of laughs along the way.
So grab your headphones, a cup of coffee, or maybe something stronger.
And let's get real about parenting.
We're not going to be sugarcoating anything. From punamis to piles, nothing is off limits at Mum's the Word.
It's a podcast for all the parents out there, our own little club.
Mum's the Word.
Listen wherever you get your podcast from.
And hit follow so you don't miss an episode.
La 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 la. So Soph has just said that I sound awful today, so this is going to be brilliant.
Apparently we're getting the raw version of Robin. Raw and unedited.
Oh, here we go. Well, welcome back to Loose Lips. I'm, of course, Robin Richford, and I am joined by the beautifully talented...
Wow, Sophie Brown.
The shock and the intro I just gave you.
What did I say? What is Kim K or whatever? So, not bad for a girl with no talent or whatever.
Yeah, you're filling us so well done, honey.
Oh, how are you, Robin?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm actually good. I'm doing all right. Do you know what? I'm in that mode at the minute where it's just working quite a lot, and I think I've gone slightly delirious.
Yeah.
Do you know when you get to a point where you're just like, what is it I'm doing again today? But no, it's good. It is good.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, right, I always think, we record for like a couple of hours and I'm always like, that's a lot of talking. Like, I kind of have to sit in silence just for a little moment afterwards. Robin, on the other hand, has been speaking on the radio for fucking 4 hours prior to this.
I know, mate, honestly.
I forget that you have to do... You talk for a living, but it must be pretty exhausting.
Yeah, it's so funny, right? So when you're at school, right, they're like, just figure out what you're good at and then go and do that. My mum's like, you can't shut up, so let's have you talk. I'm like, brilliant. And at the time, seemed like a great idea. But now you realise how hard it is to actually it's not that hard, really, let's be honest.
It's just, I think it's just tiring though, because like, as I said, my job where I do a bit of presenting or whatever, and if you're doing it for hours and hours and hours, like, because it is, you have to, I think you're not just talking, your brain, you have to, like, because you, well, you're a professional at it, but you know, like, especially if you're
Stop. I'm a professional talker.
But it's like, I think this is why not everybody can do it, but like, I'm learning how to do it. Like, when I do like race day stuff and things, like, you have to, like, obviously the people around you, and you have to kind of like think of the next question, but also take on board what they've said and like go with the flow and let them speak. And like, there's a lot of things to think about. Otherwise you just stand there and you're like, oh my God, I don't know what to say. There's a bit of silence. Yeah. Or you end up cutting them off, which I hate doing, because I'm like, oh my God, I need to ask my next question. Da, da, da. And then you're like, oh my God, I should have given them more time. But it's a lot to think about.
Thanks, hon. I appreciate you appreciating my work. No, but you're right though, it's a skill. Like, honestly, I'll come home and my dad is like quite old school in like terms of work, and he'll be really like, what are you moaning about, you know, you only work a few hours a day, you know. He's like got that kind of vibe going on. And actually I don't work a few hours a day, can I just say, I do 10 million jobs after radio, but aside from that, even if you were just doing it, honestly, you have no idea what it takes out of you. And like thinking of all the content and the ideas and this is not a pity party at all because, you know, I love it.
Yeah.
Robin, shut up. But what I'm just saying is it can be tiring. And I'm DJing a lot at the minute now as well. I'm a DJ now, Soph.
Oh yeah. Every time she says DJ, by the way, I just do a little
She does. She mimes DJ. In fact, if you haven't listened to her previous episode, you have to because I basically told Soph I was gonna be DJing the ice skating. So it's basically like an ice skating party, Christmas vibes and all that. And Soph's like, are you gonna MC? I said, yeah, probably. And she went, are you gonna be like, girl in the red jumper?
It was
no,
just Soph, like that.
I'm not.
Oh my God.
It was just like that. No, I'm not going to do that. But I do like it. Do you know what? There's something to be said about learning a skill, like when you're a bit older. I think there's this thing where people just like assume once you kind of get to your late 20s, even in your early 30s, then that's it. What you know is what you know. And, you know, you can't pick up and like learn something completely new. And actually, with DJing, that's exactly what I did. And so actually, I think there's something quite, I don't know, fun about doing it when you're a bit older, because you just think, well, if it doesn't, you know, I've lived my whole life without doing it. If it doesn't go well, does it really matter? And the answer is no.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I was trying to learn how to use Premiere Pro the other day, and I edited a podcast myself, like, and it's one that we put out for another podcast. And I'm like, I was so proud of myself. I was like,
yeah,
I did that. I was able to edit it. And I was just like, but the thing is, I'll fixate on it for a bit and I'll like learn how to do it. And then I'll almost not give up. But then like, I don't know, sometimes I don't invest the amount of time needed, but
It is harder. I must say, it is harder to learn a skill when you're older. Like, I've got a friend who learned how to speak French, like, when she would have been 30, actually, when she started. And I was like, I honestly don't think I could do that now. I know that's awful to limit yourself, but I really think that it would take a lot of commitment for me to learn a language at this point.
There's a few things I'm terrible at, and learning a language is one of them. Geography happens to be another.
She goes on cruises because then they just drop her off where she needs to be.
I am really terrible. If you ask me where certain things are, I'm not flexing this, by the way. It's appalling and I need to sort it out. But I'm very, very bad. But languages, when my school changed from, it was like changed to a languages college or something. We had to learn two languages. I cheated in every language test I did. I did the whole, folded it and put it on my skirt. I had it in my pencil case. I got other people to write them for me. But if you gave me it to read out, I'd be pretty good. Like, I'd sound quite convincing. I'm sure a lot of people would. But like, I can, you know, I can like,
wing it
out.
You know the sounds, yeah.
Yeah, but goodness gracious, yeah. No, appalling. I mean, I see loads of people using Duolingo and getting their streaks up, like people that have been like 2 years in a row. And I'm like, but have you learned anything?
Yeah, I think that as well. I do think that. I want to know. I want to meet someone that's done Duolingo. I want to get them on the pod and I want them to prove to me that they can actually speak the language, because I am 90% sure they cannot.
Yeah.
No way. I tried to learn Welsh the other day, actually.
Really?
Yeah, my partner's Welsh and I have I'm ashamed to say it. I have picked up no Welsh except araf, which basically just means slow because it's written on every single fucking road everywhere. So that's the only word I know. And I am, I was so ashamed. But we were in Wales a couple of weeks ago and I was like, you know what, I should actually try. Do you know how hard it is to speak Welsh? Like, oh, I take my hat off to you if you can speak Welsh.
It's
like the double D's.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was saying to him, it's a different alphabet. And he was like, it's not, it's the same alphabet, but like the combination of letters just make different sounds. So DD is like th.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, wild.
Yeah, not for me that. I mean, they say the best way, obviously, is like to immerse yourself in it. So like if you went and like studied abroad or whatever, you can pick it up pretty quickly. Like when you're actually in amongst it, like it's much more difficult to go on an app and learn it, or like, you know, pick up the odd word here and there. Does he speak Wales? Wales? Does he speak Welsh?
You mean Welsh?
When he's in Wales is what I meant.
Not really. Like, No. They can speak Welsh, but they tend not to. It's not like their day to day. No, they wouldn't do it day to day. But they can, so they can understand it, and like all the road signs and everything, and all the place names. The place names are what get me. Oh my god! Like, he lives in a place near Slandigno, and honestly, I could not get the sleh for like the longest time.
Noises, you know, like rolling your R's and things. I can't do that. So
no, you're too posh, I think.
I just can't.
That's for us northerners, I think.
I can't do it.
Well, I can do it a little bit, because like we have a little bit in Scotland. So like a loch, that's one that's like, and like there's like a word called dreich, and that's one. And so like you kind of do a little bit. I won't do it too much. I honestly think it sounds disgusting. I really don't like it. And if you're listening to this in headphones, I sincerely apologise.
Is he bothered if you learn it, or is it more just like he wants to know?
I don't know. Maybe he wants a Welsh woman now. I don't know. But I don't think he's bothered. I think he's more just like, you should probably know that. And I'm like, yes, I probably should.
Like the basics. Well, talking of your partner, which we don't do very often, he had some quite strong opinions, I've heard, about our topic of the week.
Yeah, he did, right? So basically, I was moaning, as all people do.
Of course.
And basically, he turned around to me and said, "Robs, do you think you'll ever be happy?" And I went, "What?" He was like, "Do you think you'll actually ever be happy?" And I was like, "I think you're getting this confused." And he was like, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Well, I think I'm a happy person." Mm. And he was like, "Yeah, but like, with your life and like, you know, like what you're doing and where you're at or whatever, like, do you think you'll ever be happy?" And I said, "But that's not happiness, that's contentment. So they're different." Boom. And I dropped that and I ran out the door and I said, "That's it, you're on the couch." No, I didn't. But yeah, so basically we got into this whole debate about the difference between happiness and contentment. And my argument is, I think happiness is an emotion. I think you can be happy in the moment and you can have a lovely day with your friends or your family. You're like, "You know what? I'm so happy today." And sometimes it's an overwhelming happiness where you'd feel it, you know, everywhere. But I think that contentment is a whole different thing. And I think contentment can have like that inner kind of peace, I think, comes with contentment. And I think you can also be angry and be content at the same time. So I think that, like, you can be content with where you're at, with your life and your situation and what's happening, but in that moment you just happen to be angry.
Yeah.
Tell me you're on my side.
No, you've hit me with it. I mean, we don't always agree, to be fair, but I would agree with that. I would say happiness is an emotion, 100%. I think that can change from minute to minute, second to second. But contentment, I think, is a whole different thing. I wouldn't say like I'm content.
No, would you not?
No, if I'm being completely honest, like if I think about it, no. I put a lot of pressure on myself though, which I probably, it'd be better if I didn't, because like I do think about this. I'm like, you know, am I happy and what will make me happy and what do I kind of have to do or where do I need to be? And like, don't get me wrong, I am happy. Like, my life is amazing, honestly. And it, you know, there's incredible things. But I wouldn't say it's where I want it to be yet. And also, I love being single, but I am single. Like, I do think that, you know, it would make a difference to share my life with someone and then eventually have a family and stuff.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because I wonder if, like, we put, like, external factors, we think that they're going to bring us contentment or happiness, because it's that classic thing of, like, when I earn X... Soph literally just put her head on the mic. Like, she was just headbutted it. Like, oh, no.
I just deeped that so hard. Like, whoa.
It's true, though. Like, and without going all hippie on it, like, you know, my dad says I'm a hippie, but without going all hippie on it, there is like, there is something that I actually don't know, because probably not ashamed to say it, but like, I'm not proud to say that I know that my contentment and happiness is still in external things that are out with me. Like, I do think that we all have, you know, that benchmark, whether it be, you know, when I earn X amount of money, I'm going to feel contentment. And when I have, you know, this car, I'm going to feel contentment. Or if I'm, you know, oh, but it'll be fine once my living situation's different. Or it might be, you know, when I have a partner, I'll feel different. And I do wonder, like, if we put, like, I don't know, like our contentment in the hands of external things. But to caveat that, I think we actually get contentment from external things.
Yeah, like I think,
you know,
I think it would be, look, it's great to be like, you know, happiness is from within, and you know, we can make ourselves happy, and it doesn't have to be any external factors. But let's be realistic. Like, there are so many external factors that are that impact our happiness, and like, you know, I think it's fine to admit that.
I think it is. I totally agree. I think it is. But I do think there's a line, because I think, you know, like he was basically, what he was actually saying to me, instead of Rob's, you know, or do you think you're ever going to be happy? Huh. I think what he was actually saying is like, when is enough enough? And like, when are you, is there going to be a moment like where you're actually going to be content? Which ironically, I think is mad, because I think I'm actually the most content I've been in a very long time.
Yeah.
So like, I'm not saying I don't think I'm fully content. Like you say, am I where I want to be in certain aspects of my life? No, I'm not. But I do feel like a slight inner calmness that I haven't felt for a long time.
Yeah.
And I think that that's come from external factors.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, similarly, like, I feel like for me personally, a lot's happened this year that's kind of like taken the wind out of my sails. But I do feel a lot better, like, right now. But then...
Oh, why are you giggling?
I was gonna ask a question, and I was like, I feel like this is all gonna get too deep. I was gonna be like, how often do you cry?
It's a really good question, actually. And this is kind of when I realized, actually, when we were kind of chatting about it, like, this is when I realized that I am actually probably the most content that I've been for ages. Like, mm-hmm. I would say I probably cry, it actually really varies throughout different periods of my life. Currently, I think I'm probably crying maybe like once every 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then there's been periods of my time, I'm not actually exaggerating, where I've cried like 3 times a day.
Yeah. See, I'm an emotional person. Yeah. And anyway, I mean, yeah, to an extent, but like, I cry quite a lot. Like, and I think that sometimes, like, and it's weird. I don't know. Like, I don't know, not that that's a factor, but I was just intrigued to know, because I don't know, I feel like I can pinpoint, well, obviously, you know, the more times I've cried in a shorter period of time, I've probably been less happy or less content. But I just feel like sometimes I can be so happy and so content, and then suddenly just almost not. But then I do.
Yeah, I mean, we do have obviously like... Yeah, and we also do have like hormonal things going on as women as well. Like, sometimes if I lose my shit, or I, you know, cry my eyes out one night, and then I'm like, oh, okay, that's why the next day, you know, like, so there is obviously that. But aside from that, I would say I cry, you know, when I cry, I cry when I am frustrated. That's when I mostly cry. I actually don't really cry out of sadness. It's very rare that I cry out of sadness. I cry at happy things a lot, but I also, like, the main time that I'm gonna cry is out of sheer frustration. See, when I can't articulate my emotions and words, and like, I'm trying to get it out, and I'm getting angry, and I'm getting worked up, that's when I cry. And then I have to actually say to whoever I'm speaking to, which, you know, naturally is usually your partner, or, you know, someone close to you, like your family or whoever you're taking your frustration out on, I have to actually say, like, I'm not crying because I'm sad. Like, just ignore the fact I'm crying. Sometimes I say that, like, just ignore that, because I don't want you to just feel sorry for me. I want you to listen to what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I'm just frustrated and I can't get it out.
Yeah. Oh, it's so annoying when frustrated emotions get in the way of like you getting a point across, or like trying to, because then it almost makes you look like you're really sad about something or whatever, but it's just emotions coming out.
Yeah Or sometimes you just say something, don't you, just triggers, like, there was an incident. That sounds like a police report.
Yeah.
No, it was not an incident. I'll just like to say that there was I don't know, a moment where we were driving in the car, and something like just triggered something in me, and I just lost it. And I was just like, not like angrily lost it, but frustrated, you know, and I just went quiet and I could just almost feel like, you know, that horrible thing where you just feel like the singular tear like come down your face and you're just like, oh no, this is not going to be good, you know. Buckle up, guys, because I hope you have no plans for the rest of the day. Because there's nothing getting done today. Nothing at all.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, I think it's just such a roller coaster life of emotions. And like, I think it's difficult because like happiness comes in different forms and like also kind of like different levels. Because you can be happy doing the most simple thing, or you can be, I don't know, doing something super extravagant, like something that you've dreamed about or whatever. And I don't know, I think a lot of it comes from like internal pressures. That I think that's where a lot of mine comes from. Like sometimes I'm just frustrated with myself because I'm like, there's no, you know, not even no reason, but I do the thing of like, and it's easy to do this. And like, obviously it does help put things into perspective, but everything is relevant where you're like, you don't have it as bad as that person, or like, you know, at least you're not this, or at least you're not that, da, 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 da. But then it's like, but everything is still relative. Like you can't take things away from yourself just because you're like, well, at least I'm not, you know.
No, because then if you went with that like benchmark, then actually nothing that any of us ever go through, like, you know, I mean, in this side of the world would ever compare, you know, like, so to anything. So there is like, you know, there has got to be a benchmark.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're in a country that has running water, for instance, you know what I mean? So it's like, where do you kind of, I don't know, I guess, like, where do you draw the line on that? But I mean, you are right. Every now and then it is really good to give yourself perspective. And I saw someone actually on TikTok. It's side note, on TikTok, whenever you see anything on TikTok, I've basically read this thing that anyone will say like, oh, I read this thing, or I saw this thing, or oh, I heard about this, when really all they mean is they watched a TikTok. Anyway, side note, I watched the TikTok, okay?
Yeah, it's where we're consuming all of our information, as bad as it is. It's so true. Like current affairs and things, I'll be like, oh, I saw that, it was a fucking TikTok.
I know. TikTok. It's so true though. Like, you want to sound so educated. I read this article. No, it was a TikTok. Yeah. Be honest. It was a TikTok. I forgot the fucking TikTok now.
Yeah, well, what was TikTok?
That's so annoying.
Was it about?
Oh yeah, I know what the TikTok was. Right. So you know that classic saying of like how you can be grateful for what you have while still striving for what you want?
Wow. Okay, yeah.
And basically this person was like unpacking this quote, right? And basically kind of what they were saying was that, is that actually possible? Because like gratitude is a feeling of I've got it and it's here. And then, but if you don't feel that way, if you actually don't feel that way, I'm not talking about trying to be, you know, happy and manifestation and stuff like that. But like if you actually in your heart, in your soul, don't feel that way, like how is it possible? And then I kind of thought, well, the way I do it is I try and like hone in on like one of the smaller things, which would kind of go missed, you know, had you not thought about it, you know, whatever it is in your day. Like, so for instance, instead of being like frustrated, like when we're trying to get the house and get it all organized and blah, 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 be frustrated that we can't do that. I'm like grateful that I've actually got this time with my family that I wouldn't otherwise have. Do you know what I mean? That's what I try and do, but then it's so hard because some days you're just like, get me the freaking flat. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's the thing. It's like, I think it's very difficult. I say a lot as well, like I want to be more present. And like, sometimes I feel like I'm always looking to the future, or always looking to this or whatever. And it's like, well, you are going to miss things. And then when you look back, you might sort of look back and be like, oh, you know, yeah, like that was a great time. I got to spend my family. Da, da, da. But then when you're actually in it, you don't appreciate it as much as you should have. I do think as you get older, you kind of realize more things like that. Because when you're younger, you just don't care. Like you think you're just invincible. You think time's like, you know, you're going to have all the time in the world and all of that. And then I think you start to realize that actually that's not the case, which I do think now. But then it's weird. That almost puts more pressure on things sometimes because you're like, oh my God, I've got less time now and like anything can happen. And I'm just like, oh my God.
I'd love to know like where drive comes into the equation. Do you know what I mean? Because I think I have always been really scared of being too content, which sounds awful.
Yeah.
Because I used to think if you were too content, you're too complacent and you're not going to drive forward and you're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's actually true. I don't know.
I'm similar though. Like I do this a lot, and then I think like I'm like almost looking at my friends' lives or whatever, and I'm like, you know, say they have like a very, I don't know, or someone I know, like a very sort of standard job, like they know what they're doing every day, they go in, like they turn up, like it's not really high paid, but like, you know, they're with their partner, they've got like a house and a dog or whatever, and like they are really happy with that. But like I'm just like, I wouldn't be.
Yeah, but they're so content, and that's the thing. Like,
yeah, like and that, good it for just them. Goes like, you. I should be like, I don't know, it's difficult. Like I've always, there were times, like when I was younger in my career and like I was really, really making an effort and like my ambition and drive was just like I was going for it and I was doing really well. But sometimes I used to just think, God, I just want more and more and more. And I feel like I'm always looking for that. And I don't just sort of like sit within the happiness of where I am. Not that I wasn't happy because I was having a great life, but it was just always a thing in my head. And then I'd be like, why don't I just want to do this, like, you know, whatever job that's a lot easier. And I just turn up and do my bit and then go home and chill.
Yeah, I guess it's just, I think some people just tick different things. Like, you know, like some people get like what one person will get from a career, that kind of drive for a career they get from family. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, like some people just, I guess, have their priorities in different spaces, I guess, is the key really, isn't it?
Hello, my name is Mark Thompson, your guide aboard the Constellation Station podcast. Tune in every Monday for your weekly guide to all things going on in the skies above the UK that week. From meteor showers to comets and eclipses to supernova explosions, I will have it all. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever you get your podcasts from. But until then, let's hope for some clear skies.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
But I do think it's interesting. Like, I do think, like, I wonder where, like, happiness, like, so for instance, I've been at points in my life, right, where I've, like, had a really happy, like, period. So maybe like a happy week, you know, I've gone on holiday or a weekend, but I don't know if I can be truly happy unless I'm content underneath it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm still not struggling, but with the whole, I mean, happiness versus contentment, like, I don't think I fully know what being content is.
Oh, really. So
yeah, was...
We need a violin up in here. Can we put a violin in, please, production?
Like I said, I'm great. Everything.
Are you sure? Do you need me to come to Manchester?
I'll start screaming in a minute. I'll start crying. No.
Well, I do know what you mean, though. Like, at what point do you, how do you know contentment? I wonder, I'd love to know this if you're a parent. I wonder if you, once you have your little one and your priorities completely change, if you want a little one and you have, you know, you've done that, I would love to know, is that the moment where you're like, you know what, I'm content? Or do you find, because some of my friends, it's like, yeah, I'm so content, I'm complete now. And, you know, that's what's completed me because that's their priority. But then other friends are like, oh, actually, in a weird way, actually, like, just ignited my drive because I was like, I need to be everything I can for this child. Yeah. Like, so it just is so interesting, the difference. I think, I don't know, I think there's something in kids, like, I think kids teach you to be more like in the present and happier with certain things. Like I took my sister to her, I think it was her second concert at the weekend. Oh,
so cute.
Honestly. So I shared this video and how happy was she, Soph? Like,
I was going to message you because I was like, honestly, it was so, and I saw the picture where you were like, oh no, you don't need a coat. And it was like tipping it down. And then it was the videos of you at the concert. I was like, oh.
Honestly, she was elated. And I was just like, how lovely. And kids teach you, like, why can't you just like be that happy in that moment? Like, there was nothing else in her brain. And you're just like, and I understand it, you know, from a deeper level, like, kids don't have the stresses that, you know, we all have. And I do get that. But also as well, there is something in like kind of just leaving it at the door. Because you, for those 4 hours, we were in that concert, whether I liked it or not, which I did like it, by the way. But you know what I mean? Like, I'd given up the 4 hours. So why not be totally immersed in it for the 4 hours?
I do wonder whether then when you have kids, maybe you do have that second wind of like, you almost just, your happiness is their happiness. So then you do, like things like that, you just fully immerse yourself in and you almost live a kind of more happy life because you're like, but then on the flip side of that, you've got children to like look after and be there for and protect and earn money and be able to survive and feed them. Oh, no. And like, so...
it's round in a circle in a way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm already realizing, I said at the beginning, which was about the external factors, like, oh, you know, a partner or a family or whatever, but then actually there's many stresses with each of these things. It's not then necessarily that you're going to be happy or content.
No, not necessarily. I mean, I've met single friends that are way more happy and content than friends that have been in a relationship for 10 years, you know. So it's not necessarily that. I think it's more just your kind of state within whatever is happening, maybe. I do think as well there is like a, I guess, a natural thing that goes on in the sense of like, you know, people say, oh, you chase pleasure, but what they mean is like you chase and trying to like fill your life with stuff that's going to make you happy, whatever that means.
Yeah.
And so it get, like, sometimes I think I can fall into the trap of being like, oh, you know, I'm not content at the minute, you know, things aren't moving or, you know, whatever it might be. And then I kind of fall into the trap of, okay, great, well, I'll just go out with my girls and it'll be fine. And the odd time, absolutely it will be. But you keep doing that for like 6 weeks and you realize like, this is not going to be the answer. Actually, I should do the to-do list. That would help. Like, why am I keep chasing things that are there to give me this like high of happiness when actually what I should be doing is attacking what needs to be done in order to bring the contentment. I don't know, it's interesting.
Yeah, so we have some more facts and figures. Well, this is just basically, if you Google how to be happy, there's 7 billion results.
Wow.
If you Google,
that's wild.
I know, that's the amount of people on earth. If you Google how to be content, there's 18 million, so it's a fraction of the amount of the amount. But that's because I think happiness is kind of like the word that everyone goes to. Like, I don't think people really talk about being content or what that is or what that looks like.
No, I know what you mean. And I think sometimes you can get it, I guess, confused. Like, I also do think there is a bit of a generational thing happening here as well, because I do think like our parents' generation, I think, like in terms of like the range of emotions that they had, I mean, they obviously experienced all the emotions that we experience, of course, because they're human. But what I mean is like the ones they kind of identified, it was a bit more like, why are you sad? You know, like, rather than like, whereas nowadays we'd be like, are you all right? Are you feeling a bit anxious? Or are you feeling this? Or are you feeling, you know, we've added more range, I think.
Yeah, that's true. I'm intrigued by this. I've just Googled happiness versus contentment. And like literally the top thing that comes up is like, while happiness is typically characterized by a more intense and fleeting emotion, contentment is a longer lasting, stable sense of peace and satisfaction. So to be fair, it almost feels like when you're younger, like the contentment is potentially coming like in the future, because really it sounds like more of a thing when you're more settled down and like more, I don't know, like you've experienced more life.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And then you can find like an inner peace in it. Yeah. I do think, yeah, there is definitely something. When I feel content, I think it's like a peace. It doesn't happen often, I'm ashamed to say. But whenever I have, like there's been certain moments in my life, this is where I'm like, oh, it must be attached to whatever it is that you're kind of like driving towards or desire. I remember the very first time that I got my very first TV job on ITV and I'd worked towards it for like years, and I remember thinking to myself from whenever I got the job to when I actually started the job, that for me was the longest time in my life and only time in my life that I can actually think of being truly content.
That's so interesting.
But then it doesn't last that long. Well, it lasted long. It lasted a few months. Like I remember going away with the girls, we went to Ibiza. And I just was like, for the first time ever, it was almost as if I'd just let go and allowed myself to be in the moment and allowed myself to be happy and like enjoy the holiday, because it was like some messed up way I felt like I deserved it more.
Yeah, I get that. Like if I look back to times in my life, like funny enough, like not a similar thing, but like to do with a job. But when I left my job in Cheltenham, well, in Cirencester, and that was like my first job, and then I was moving to Manchester, like I was so, so excited. And I remember they gave me like gardening leave for a month. So I was on paid leave from that job for a month. I went to Vegas for my 21st birthday and I was like gearing up to go to Manchester. And I just feel like that time in my life was like, and weirdly, I remember when I was 22, which was the year after that, I just remember 22 was a really good year because I was doing really well for my age in my job and I was just having loads of fun. But then I was going out a lot and stuff like that. So really, I don't know. It's just, it's interesting when you look back. But there's like those little pockets of time where you're like, oh.
Yeah. And I think that's probably the key for both like happiness and contentment. Like nothing's a kind of like finite thing. You know what I mean? Like it's, happiness is probably a little, you know, faster, more fleeting. And then contentment probably lasts a little bit longer. But still, like you need to almost keep moving. You need the cogs to keep turning and whatever it is that's keeping you content. You need them to keep moving in order to keep the contentment, I think. I think once that stops, then it's harder to kind of like keep it going. Who knows, Soph? Maybe we'll be sitting here in 5 years' time and we'll be very content. Maybe you'll have triplets on your knee and be like...
I don't think so. Maybe not. Well, I mean, look, whatever happens, happens. I'll take it. But that will be, But yeah, maybe we'll revisit this one. But that was interesting.
It is interesting, and it is nice to just think about just for a moment, so that when your partner says, do you think you'll ever be happy? You say, no, not with you. Yeah. I'm joking. Well, thank you so much for listening to Loose Lips. As always, we love hanging out with you. And of course, it's Robin Richford and Sophie Brown, if you hadn't got that already. But we'll be back on Friday with Extra Lippy, which is our bonus episode.
We certainly will. And please keep subscribing and giving us any feedback. There's loads of you guys listening. So we love getting your extra lippy dilemmas, but interact with us any way you want to. We are available on the main Instagram at the Loose Lips Podcast, or you can send an email to contact@createproductions.com.
Or you could send it to contact@looselipspodcast.com. That's the...
Oh, flipping it. This is getting a bit silly now.
I love you, Soph. You're the best. You can also get us on our personal Instagrams, which is Robin Richford with a Y and Sophie H.L. Brown. But until next week, have a brilliant few days and we'll see you soon.
Ta-ra.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.